You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and losing your sight can be a difficult time for people, and finding a community of people who understand what you're going through and are there to support you and each other can be something that's really, really helpful at this time. I'm joined now by Stephen Noblin, who, since losing his sight not that long ago, has found friendship and support in the RNIB Northwest Facebook group. Thank you very much for joining me, Stephen. So can you tell us a little bit about what it was like when you first started losing your sight, before you were on the Facebook group? How were you feeling, and how did the Facebook group, when you found it, help you?
I didn't even know I'd lost my sight, actually, to be honest. I was on my mobility scooter going down the road, and I just felt like I had a bit of grit in my eye. And I went down to a local optometrist, and he had a look at my eyes. And he was like looking at my eyes, and he said, "Can you see out of your right eye?" And I just said, "No, I can't see a thing really." And then when he told me that I was going to go blind, I just burst out in tears really.
And people say that it can be quite a lonely experience to lose your sight. Did you feel lonely at that time before you found the Facebook group?
Well, I suffer with mental health anyway, so I have like depression and anxiety, and so it's just a natural thing, you know, when you suffer with that sort of thing. I think it was more like a bereavement, really, I would say. I didn't really know what was going on, even got in touch with the RNIB.
So when you found the RNIB local group, what did that give you in terms of support and a support group and friends as well? On the post that you posted a few weeks ago, you said that you found some friends through the Facebook group. So how did that help you then at that time?
Before I started making friends on there, I just found it a bit more easier to understand and that, because they're going through the same thing. So I just found that, you know, a lot easier to deal with.
And then did you start speaking to people through the page and making friends with people?
Yeah, I did.
What was that like then? Because sometimes social media can get a bit of a bad reputation about, you know, it's all negative and it's all horrible, but there is positive sides as well, like the Facebook group. So how did that help you, and how has those friendships sort of blossomed through that?
I don't even know how it came about, actually, to be honest, because, I mean, I'm quite easy going anyway at the beginning, but a bit cautious about meeting people, especially when I've not really met them face to face. When I started talking to someone and just telling them how I was feeling, I felt there was instant connection with everybody.
Why do you think that was?
Because they were going through the same thing as myself. And, you know, I mean, I've spoken to blind people before, but I didn't really have any connection with them, so...
What would you say to somebody who's maybe just lost their sight or is feeling lonely or depressed? What would you say to them about the RNIB Facebook groups to encourage them to go out and connect with other people who understand what they're going through?
I would tell them, like anyone that's going through sight loss or anything, I would say to them, please get in touch with RNIB, and they're very helpful. You know, I've had people phone me up every day to see how I'm doing, even asking me, you know, is there anything they can do for me, and I found that quite helpful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Facebook groups and the RNIB have been helpful for you, and that you felt supported by the RNIB.
Oh yeah, I like the I do like the Facebook one, but then there again, I like to speak to people face to face or over the phone and that, you know what I'm saying? But I found, to be honest, I did find that the going down to this blind club, which is independent, it's like I did find that they've all got a sense of humour in there, really. Mm-hmm. And they said it's best that you do try to keep your sense of humour, even though you might not feel like laughing.
Well, that's a really good message to take home, I think, Stephen. Keep finding the funny side, even if you don't feel like laughing. I like that. Absolutely. Well, Stephen, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us a bit of your story.
Thank you very much.